Can't say it enough, Freak Nation. 20 years we've been doing this thing, and one of the major driving personalities in all of those 20 years has been John Force over this 20 years, and he's joining us again tonight here in the Freak Nation for a different reason. Of course, it is Barrett Jackson and Barrett Jackson Weekend wrapping up this weekend in Phoenix, Arizona. It's where a whole hell of a lot of money is not only thrown across the stage there, but a lot of money is raised, and John Force was part of that. John, Happy New Year, bud.
It is a new year. I just came from Irwindale Raceway the last 2 days with my grandchildren, Autumn and Jacob and Noah. Noah just 5, 6 years old getting into junior dragsters. And life's good, but everything's a race.
John Force, 16-time NHRA Funny Car Champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And your time out here in Scottsdale, Arizona was pretty fruitful for money raised with a special car that came across the stage.
Yeah, you know, I started to say that, and then I got sidetracked. But racing's what I do, and my grandkids, or when I'm on the road with NHRA. But this weekend, I went to Barrett Jackson. I've been there before, but I never saw so many stars. I mean, Barrett Jackson's a great show. Cars are unbelievable. John Elway was there from the Broncos, and Don Prudhomme, and Jeff Gordon, and Frank Teague's my new sponsor, was there, but with Montana Brand. But Hendrix, I mean, this list just went on and on. And I got so excited, I forgot to talk about the car I was selling, my Chevrolet Copo Camaro. I got all goofed up.
Well, John Force, share with the Freak Nation. I can't, frankly, it's hard for me to believe, even 16-time world champion and as popular as you are, that you raised that much money with that car.
Well, I was part of a Chevrolet. Jim Campbell was there. We presented it. The money was going to a cause, a donors choose, they call it, raising money for STEM teachers for the children to teach them mathematics and just teach them about life where they can go in the future and get ahead. It's really a pretty good deal, but. Anyway, technology, math, engineering, and they need money to help these kids around the country. So I got into it. My daughter Brittany had done it last year. My daughter Courtney, I mean, you know, the one that married Ray Hall. And I've been to IndyCar races. I've been to NASCAR and NHRA, the greatest shows on earth. But that Barrett Jackson, pretty impressive. But anyway, back. And I don't even work for him, and I'm plugging him. But in the middle of it, what are we talking about? I hit my head again.
$600,000 to the kids and their STEM programs. That's incredible.
Yeah, hey, there's that beautiful girl. Good to see y'all. It was pretty neat deal. Chevrolet got together with me. Courtney had done a Copo last year, and she had sold it for $400. And I went and got the fire suit that I won in the end. I got the helmet with a peak on it, and Auto Club and everybody, and Chevrolet and all the sponsors. And in the middle of it, I ran the car at Norwalk Night Under Fire. And everyone thought I meant I raced the Copo Camaro, but I didn't. I ran a duplicate car in the fuel, funny car, and Robert beat me there in the final. But I brought him the video to the show, gave him a uniform shirt. The guy's coming to Indy. And then some guy that I've seen at the races for years. I go looking for sponsors. I can't believe all the millionaires that are drag racing. Sure ain't me, but they are. And he paid $600,000. I guess Hendrix went to $550,000, and this guy wasn't giving it up. And I've seen him at the races, racing cars. The guy just a really cool guy and wanted to do it for charity.
So the guy that bought your car, your Camaro that went across the line at Barrett Jackson, he beat out NASCAR team owner Rick Hendrick to get this Camaro with John Force's name all over it. That's incredible.
I've only met a few billionaires. Frank Teague, Prudhomme brought him, the sponsor of the Proc Kids car, and the guy that owns, I know Penske and all them, obviously, by an IndyCar racetrack and everything. We know they're all rich, But then, you know, the guy that owns Peach, Old World Industries, he's a billionaire, Tom Hervis. And here's this guy that drag races factory stock cars in the showdown with NHRA, Scott Liebersher, a good-looking guy, you know, looks like a rock star. You know what I'm saying? And I kissed him. I kissed him because he spent $600, but I kissed Ron Caps and he didn't spend nothing. But in the midst of it, this guy races. I see him at the races all the time, and I'm looking in the wrong places for money. I'm going to start looking at the racetrack because there's some people out there with some serious cash. But it was fun. You know, we auctioned off this car. I'll talk about the Copa Camaro in a minute, but this guy bought it. When you can outbid Hendricks and Frank Teagues, buddy, you've done something right. But the money for charity, that's donors choose. That's what it was all about.
You know, that's just an incredible story. Yes, obviously, the money going to the kids, that is the bottom line story here. But this guy, I am thinking he might need his name on the side of your semi-trucks and maybe on the side of your funny car going down the U.S. Nationals, the big go.
I got great sponsors. But I'll tell you, I had told Hendricks, if you buy this field, I said, I'll give you free signs at the two Charlotte races. He's got dealerships there. And we were all laughing about it. And I'm gonna meet this guy again, get to know him. But he really put his heart into it. He was there with all his buddies, and he did this, and he did it for a charity. But he got a 2020 Copa Camaro, 350 cubic inch. It's supercharged, 580 horsepower. I was memorizing all this stuff because I drive, a 10,000 horsepower fuel funny car. But it's an NHRA approved car. It's one of a kind. The only one that'll ever be made. And I told him, at my age, somebody better buy this thing because it's going to be worth a lot of money here. It could be by tomorrow if things go sideways on me. But it's got parachutes. It's got wheelie bars. Beautiful upholstery. It's just a real hot rod built by Chevrolet. Their engineers designed the drivetrain, but I worked on the paint scheme. And I yelled out, is there any Americans in this room? And the crowd went crazy. And I said, because it's got American flag on the hood, but it ain't red, white, and blue. The car is white, black, and it's got my signature in red down the side and up on the hood. But it's got this flag that was done in gray. And it's just it's classy. And you love the American flag, and you can have it and go to the grocery store with it.
John Forrest, 16-time funny car champion, talking about the $600,000 that he and a few others raised at Barrett Jackson, one of the largest auctions on the planet in Scottsdale, Arizona. Do you realize, John Forrest, we're celebrating our 20th year this year. You were 51 years old when we started Speed Freaks.
Yeah, I remember driving up there, and I had to stand out the door. You had so many people wanting to go on the show. You didn't need John Forrest. But now, every right. now and then, I can hit a lick. I couldn't get around Robert Height at Pomona. I had a shot at the title, you know. But I do care, and I'm going to get number 17. And I got a whole new plan for the future, and we're going to rock and roll. And I've got Brittany. I've got a new sponsor we're going to be announcing next week. And Sarah Slaughter was there with me, and she got all excited. She met this famous baseball player, Hall of Famer from the New York Yankees, and it was just such a great. Don't ask me his name. I can't. I know him, but I ain't gonna say it because I'll say it wrong. But it was just a great night. But she said, "Don't talk about the new sponsors." My daughter Brittany is coming in a brand new race car, a whole new deal. And I'm just the luckiest guy in the world. And then Don Perdome, who slapped me around and beat me up for years at the racetrack, shows up and brings in another billionaire, Frank Teagues, a potato grower. This guy does everything. Got steel companies and drill bits, Montana brand and all this, RMT, Rocky Mountain Twist. I thought it was an ice cream company. I was so excited. And it's drill bits. And I'm still excited. But what's really cool is that I've been really lucky to keep this thing afloat and keep doing what I love to do, NHRA drag racing And Brittany will be in there. Of course, Robert Hyde coming back as the champion, NHRA champ. Austin Proc, a young up and coming, but he's going to be great in that Montana brand. But don't count old John Force out. I got a game plan I'm going to be announcing. I'm going to shock the world. And I'm going to outlive everybody and keep racing, or I'm going down swinging. And it'll probably be going down swinging.
But you're going to have a lot of fun doing it. Doesn't matter.
Mariano Rivera is who you met.
Mariano Rivera.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it wrong, but this guy's like a god in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And Sarah was, and even though she's got a beautiful boyfriend, they look at these stars and they're looking at him like they look at Don Perdomo. Nobody looks at me. An old truck driver, that's me. And I'm proud of it.
Hey, John, what's more surprising to you, that we lasted 20 years, Speed Freaks, or that you're still in a funny car after 20 years?
Well, you guys got a lot of talent, and there's a bunch of you every day that go to work, and you're dreaming all the time. I get caught in a rut, either trying to find money from sponsors. Auto Club's been a great partner to me in Chevrolet, and NHRA's a great partner. But along the road, it's really hard to find the money, and all you guys have the gift is to entertain every day and bring in. Remember that sandwich sponsor I always plugged every week?
Yes.
And in the very beginning,
Blimpy.
Boy, are we just trying to find sponsors in them days?
Yes. For the Freak Nation who may not be aware, John Force, in November of the year 2000, he just wrapped up another title. And, okay, it might have been true, it might have been false. We will never tell the reality. But he called into the Freak Nation, he called into Speed Freaks after that championship was won and said, I'm calling you guys from a blimpy. And it was just all of our eyes, all of our mouths in the studio, they just dropped. We're like, this guy is the sponsor god. John Force, we have been forever grateful to you ever since.
First of all, I love the food. I love to eat. And that's great sandwich stuff. And the timing was just right, and it just came out of my mouth. And sometimes a lot of dumb stuff comes out of John Force. But every now and then, something that might help somebody.
Well, I cannot wait to hear the new information with Brittany Force coming up later this week. So, drag racing fans, stay tuned. So, John Elway, Mariano Rivera, who's the bigger star to you that you saw at Barrett-Jackson, non-motorsports related?
Well, Don Perdomo is still my hero. Jeff Gordon, all these guys. You know how I feel about Snake. But I got to tell you, I saw Elway, and I don't hardly recognize people, and he didn't have his uniform on, but I walked over there, and he goes, John, I said, I don't want to bother you. Can I just shake your hand and say hi? He goes, John Force. Oh, yeah, the drag racer. And I thought, I walked back to everybody, and I felt like I'm the man. And Snake goes, he didn't know who you were. I told him who you were, that you wanted to meet him. And Snake just had to crush me.
No, come on, Don. Don has to be lying. Come on.
Snake actually saw him earlier in the night. But it was a fun time. They ran cars through there and spent money. We got $600,000. That made Chevrolet happy, helped me keep my job, it just was a great cause to help kids. Hey, where's that big guy that always works? He's still there?
Statman's taking the night off. I'm sure he's going to be disappointed missing this phone call.
Tell him I miss him. I love him, too. He was always good to me. When I was a bum and nobody wanted to talk to me, he always showed me respect like you guys. That's why when they called me, Sarah said, you're going on that show tonight. I ain't slept in 2 days, sleeping in the car at the racetrack. But good to be on your show, and we did a good cause at Barrett-Jackson, and NHRA was part of it. They're my family, and I love them. Boy, am I sucking up or what?
Nice job.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's greatness, though. When you're passionate, when you're happy, let it go. Just go. It's awesome.
I wish this was live so you couldn't cut half the stuff I said.
16-time world champion John Force here in the Freak Nation, the Lucas Oil Studios. Thank you, John.
And we're in the greatest country in the world, America. Always say hi to a policeman, a fireman, or take time to say hi to a military man or woman. They're why we have this great country. And love your show. Love you guys. Bye.
See you.
Bam.